We're going to continue the hour by talking sports. We've gotten to the end of the school year, also the end of the sports calendar at UNC, but it was an eventful and successful year, especially for the field hockey team, which took home another national championship, their fourth in the last 5 years. Legendary head coach Karen Shelton retired immediately following that, but the UNC program is in good hands. Legendary player Aaron Mattson has stepped into that role after starring on the field just last year, and she joins us here now in the studio to talk about that transition and look forward to the future. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Of course. I love coming back. I love being in this room. And yes, it's definitely been eventful. So yeah. Looking forward to chatting, but thanks for having me.
How in demand are you in right now? Like, how many people want a piece of your time?
Oh my gosh, everyone. But I also want a piece of everyone's too. So I can't complain. But that's, I mean, I love communicating and, you know, checking in on things and having my hands in a bunch of different places. So I'm glad, you know, that's kind of what I got to do now.
So walk us through the process of the season ended, Coach Shelton retired, you got the job as head coach. Like, all of that happened pretty quickly, it felt like. I can imagine it was like a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, very quickly. My, you know, the classic winter break of a December grad was not for me. My mind was filled with, you know, filling out my application, getting that submitted, writing a cover letter, you know, all of that stuff, because the interview process was pretty, you know, in depth. It was a nationwide search and everything. And then, yeah, you go through the rounds, and the last round I came back here and everything, and sat down, you know, day full of interviews and meetings with everybody and tons of different committees. And then you know, it's painful waiting around and then waiting for the text or call or whatever, but luckily it all paid off. And, you know, the board of trustees, Bubba, the athletic department, everyone was so helpful and amazing. And then, yeah, I mean, I accepted the job, obviously, and then got to practice the day after. So it was bang, bang, bang.
How has that transition felt like for you?
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. I couldn't be happier. The team's doing great. They're playing great. They're in a good headspace and everything, working hard. Staff's been awesome. Carolina, you know, there's just so much support everywhere. I'm in heaven every single day. Yeah. So I really, really am fortunate.
For some of those players, you're kind of transitioning your relationship from teammate to coach player. Has that been weird, or have you been able to manage that okay?
No, it's honestly been great. And I think I've always taken a lot of pride in just transparency and open communication. And that's been a huge thing from day one with the team, especially with the uniqueness of the situation. But they were bought in, you know, from the start when I said, hey, look, I'm going to be applying. I don't want you to hear this through the grapevine. And, you know, I had their support. So the spring's been great. They know who I am as a leader, how I was as a player on the field, as a captain and everything. And, you know, I'm not different. They need consistency. So they know what they're getting and they know the standards and everything. But it's funny, we always joke because I probably know too much about them and they probably know too much about me, you know?
Right.
So it works. There's that level of respect and figuring out those boundaries and everything. But they've been absolutely amazing, and I'm so grateful for them, and I'm really excited for everyone to see what they've been working on this coming August.
It's got to be easy to establish rapport too. I mean, I think when the news first came down, I think there was some reaction of, oh wow, that makes sense, but Aaron's so young, but I remember being a TA is different from being a coach, but like being a 23-year-old TA and being able to connect with students way easier than like the 65-year-old head coach, that's got to be an advantage.
Totally. And I mean, Karen knew us, you know, inside and out as well, and she, that's one of the reasons we were so successful, because she took the time to do that. And that's something I really learned and I implemented as a captain and everything, and a teammate. But yeah, same thing. I mean, it's easier when you were in their shoes literally 4 or 5 months ago. I know what's going through their mind. I know what they're complaining about. I know what they like, you know. So and if I don't, you know, we put aside a lot of time and energy to make sure we're having those communication sessions and everything to make sure they're, you know, happy in a good spot, getting what they need, and that, you know, the staff is all united so that we can provide that for them.
How active has Coach Shelton been in that transition? Like, how often do you get a chance to catch up with her?
Yeah, all the time. I lean on her. I probably forever will. I already, you know, have a wonderful relationship with her, and that makes it easier now and more fun. Honestly, it's been a good time, and we had all of those classic conversations, you know, up front with, hey, she doesn't want to, you know, be the retired coach with the long shadow. You know, the program doesn't need that. I can't afford that. We had all of those honest conversations and everything. And I think because, again, we understand each other so well, we really haven't run into issues. And she's just been absolutely amazing, so helpful with things, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So even things that I don't even know should be going on or questions to be asked, she's like, oh, yeah, keep an eye on this. All of this stuff, anything, I can shoot her a text and she'll respond. So we grab brunch all the time and catch up on things. And I think she's really enjoying retirement and, you know, the grandkids and everything and pickleball and golf and Willie and all of it. And she deserves that. But I'm super grateful that she's obviously still around and this is her baby. She cares so much about the program. So she's going to, you know, do anything she can to help and make sure that we're in good hands.
What was like her number one piece of advice to you that you weren't expecting?
Oh God, so many. That is a loaded question.
that you can share on the radio.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. It's honestly been funny. She keeps reminding me too to not, you know, I need to take care of myself because she can tell I'm so passionate about it. And, you know, I'm young. My boyfriend's in minor league baseball. He's not around. You know, I have time 24 hours in a day to work if I want to. And I love that. So she's, you know, reminding me, don't go too crazy. But I don't know if I've honestly been listening to that just yet. But no, she has so many good tidbits. And even things she told me and all of us as a player, you know, dare to be brilliant. You're strong, beautiful, powerful, you know, all of those things, seize the moment, all of it, it totally pertains to what I'm doing now. And I still hear her voice in my head saying those things when things are going well and when things are going bad. I still hear Coach Shelton, you know, her voice from the sideline. But there's just so many things to pick from. She's got so much knowledge and experience, and it's not going to waste because she wants to help and share it.
Speaking with Aaron Mattson, new Tar Heel field hockey head coach. Season's still around the corner, but summertime means recruiting time. So I don't know how much you can share publicly about the recruiting trail, but what's it like?
Yeah, it's fun. Summer's very different than fall, which is, they're both very different than spring and winter. It's all different, which is really fun. There's something new every day, but summer's definitely focused around, recruiting, totally planning for, you know, the upcoming season, revisiting and tweaking what we need to present to the team in the fall during preseason and stuff. Camps, huge in the middle of the summer, going and working a couple clinics, you know, get Carolina in the face of people across the country, use that as recruiting too, you know. But yeah, we've had a couple recruiting trips already in the spring and late winter, and then we had a couple 2 weeks ago now, and then July is like our huge hump for a ton of recruiting. So I'm looking forward to it. I love it. It's fun to, you know, look out on the field and see who has that natural talent. And then it's also fun to see what you can maybe do for a kid and what Carolina can do for a kid with what they have and where they can grow and everything and where they could be in 4 years. So it's a good time, and I'm looking forward to the bulk of it.
Have you had recruiting conversations with students yet? And if so, like, what was the first one like? First one's got to be the hardest.
Well, so it's funny. June 15th is a big day for us because we can actually contact the sophomores, the rising juniors in high school. But so that's obviously coming up. But the first, I guess, like my true first recruit is actually a grad transfer, because obviously we haven't had recruiting conversations with the class of 2025 yet. But she's, transferring in, and it was a couple months ago. And it's just, it's amazing to be in the position to provide something like Carolina to a kid and say, hey, we want you badly. We think you can add to this program. You know, we obviously respect tradition and everything, but like, we have goals where we want to go and where we want to excel. And we think you are the perfect person to, you know, fit into this formula. And to just hear them, you know, and if they really are excited and really, you know, have looked up to UNC field hockey and Carolina in general, it's a very special call. And, you know, you hope all of them go that well. It was great. She's awesome. I can't wait for her to get here. The team's super pumped. The whole staff is. And obviously, you know, there's going to be things to learn along the way. But you hope they all go that well, because it was special and memorable. And one day, you know, when she's done, I'll pull her aside and talk to her about it. But hopefully after a couple wins.
What are those clinics like?
What are the, sorry?
The clinics.
Oh, yeah, the clinics are fun. I obviously had a little taste of them with the whole NIL passing and everything, mm-hmm. which is great. Again, looking back, one of those things where the stars aligned and, oh, that moment, you know, added up to teach me things that I can use now. But it's kind of the same feeling of, wow, these kids look up to these girls and the program and, you know, me and Coach Shelton and everyone involved so much. And they just come with wide eyes and big smiles and everything, water bottles, sticks, gloves to sign afterwards. And, you know, they are just so happy to be coached by Tar Heels. And it's amazing, you know, for Carolina to be able to provide an experience like that. We really take pride in, yeah, we'll get you out on the field, hockey field, but let's do a Q&A. Let's spend time together. Let's, you know, connect with things that aren't necessarily hockey in this 3-hour block. So they really walk away feeling like it's, you know, it was super beneficial in more ways than one. But the clinics are really fun and we can get creative with it. And it's just, it's really great at the end to see, you know, kids walking away with their parents just super thrilled and happy and excited and loving the sport. And of course, it doesn't hurt to, you know, get a Carolina Blue shirt on them or something so they can wear that around and promote the school as well.
Speaking with Aaron Mattson, and unfortunately got to start wrapping up, but as we do, you mentioned NIL. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're now in the coaching role. You were in the playing role. You, like, we're in a world where conferences are realigning every mm-hmm. 5 minutes. What's your, and I can step away for 5 minutes and just let you go on this. What's your take on, like, the state of college athletics today? Like, what are your what are your thoughts on where things stand?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, it's so unique, not only for each conference or each school, but also each sport, right? Our, you know, dealing with NIL and the conference realignment stuff is so different than football, basketball's, Olympic sports, you know, what, what's going to be huge is what happens to the Olympic sports or, you know, the female athletics that aren't the, you know, revenue generating ones, but, you know, have to go along with it as they should. So we'll see. I know it's a rocky unknown, you know, and every single day it's similar to the whole NIL conversation at the start of it. Everything is changing every single day. And I'm glad I'm not in the position to have to make any of those decisions, but it's really interesting to be a part of. And, you know, we just hope that everybody wins, which isn't an ideal situation, but that everyone's taken care of. But, you know, at the same time, we have full trust in the athletic department and Carolina and Chapel Hill and everything. So whatever happens, you know, UNC is going to be well off and taken care of, and we're going to still make our mark in the world of college athletics. So, and the best way that we can do that is to just keep winning ourselves. So we'll try to add to it and control it as much as we can. But yeah, main thing, at least with the coaching hat on, is just making sure student athletes still have their head on straight and understand that the college experience and education and everything comes first rather than all the dollar signs and all of that. But we'll take time to get that through to all of them.
Speaking with Aaron Mattson, and as we wrap up, last question, season's just around the corner. What's your message to the fans as you head into season one of the Mattson era?
Good question. I mean, come on out. It's going to be exciting. There's already, you know, fortunately, a lot of hype around it, but I'll say it again. I really can't wait for everyone to see the team and how hard they've been working and what they can do. They came together a lot this spring, and it's going to be a fun, exciting game, team game, like always. And we're going to do some fun marketing stuff, really ramp up social media, hopefully get some cool events out for the fans and keep everyone engaged, because that's what we want. And, you know, one game at a time, but hopefully we can walk away feeling good about it and with a good amount of wins under our belt.
Tar Heel field hockey head coach Aaron Mattson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.